Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, inshallah, just to continue from our last session, we touched on the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, At-Tawwabu. And inshallah, also in our session tonight, more details can be understood of this very beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected brothers, we live in a world which is full of crisis, which is full of turmoil, calamity, trials and tribulations in different forms, civil war, diseases, earthquakes, floods, tsunami. Sometimes complete regions are completely wiped out and decimated. We live in difficult moments of life. Perhaps the greatest tragedy is even greater than all the items that have been mentioned. This list that I have put in front of you, even greater calamity than this, in which every human being generally is affected, except for a few blessed souls from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A greater tragedy even than the tsunami, the earthquakes, the disease that people suffer from, civil war, whatever, is the fact that humanity has lost peace and contentment of the heart, losing the peace of mind. That in itself is a great calamity. And the irony is that you will see many people today, mashallah, that they live in a very comfort zone, live lavishly. Allah has given them money, they have food, they have a good business, they have everything of this dunya, but despite all that, he is depressed, quiet, dejected. He's on medication. He doesn't know what to do. All of a sudden, his attitude has changed. Yet he has everything. But this disaster hits him, losing the peace of mind, losing the contentment of the heart. And for many people, they don't even understand what is the reason that my situation has completely changed. Especially if you don't have iman. They don't actually understand. They might give a reference that maybe I've had a fight with my wife, or a problem at work, or this has happened, I lost my job. But in reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very clear picture that you will not be given contentment of the heart, you will not earn sukoon, if there is disobedience to Allah Pak in your life. Disobedience, ma'asiyat, and sukoon, contentment, can't coexist. They can't go together. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Allah bi zikri la tatma'innul kulub. In the hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when a person commits a sin, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inserts this black spot in his heart. And if he continues to do guna, sins, then his heart becomes completely sealed. Completely sealed. And now even if he is a millionaire or a billionaire, he will be suicidal. He is living at an edge. There is no peace, there is no sukoon for him. Why? Because shaitan has opened the doors of ma'asiyat, disobedience. And so the only way, if we want to earn the peace of mind that we are looking for, sukoon, you can be in a very beautiful location. In fact, I will go as far as saying that even if you are in front of the Kaaba, even then there is no sukoon in the heart. If this person is not prepared to change his life, the only way to earn sukoon, contentment, peace, tranquility of the heart, the only way to earn is by this beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The name is At-Tawwabu. What is the name of Allah Pak? At-Tawwabu. Never forget this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is make or break with this beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The shaitan fears this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, At-Tawwabu. At-Tawwabu is like a missile. It is very painful for shaitan to see that so many people are here in the masjid and are listening to this lecture of At-Tawwabu. It's painful for shaitan, right? So many people must have had an intention to come to the masjid, to listen to the bayan. They were all geared up. No, we are going to go. But until the very door of the masjid, the shaitan is whispering. And in fact, they might have even come for namaz. And they must have prayed Isha Salah, all intention. That no, we will sit for the bayan. But shaitan says, bas, bhai, bas. Friday night, go. You have to go shopping, you have to go here, you have to go to the gym, you have to do this, you have to do that. And playing with the mind so that this person is disturbed and he gets out. The only way we can earn sukoon, brothers, is by this name, At-Tawwabu. At-Tawwabu means to do a U-turn in life. At-Tawwabu means to make a change in your life, to make a positive change in your life. From disobedience, you take this dis out and become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bas. If you are young, if you are old, if you are a man or a woman, it makes no difference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obediency will give you sukoon. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I have created you, I know that maybe you will commit a sin, maybe you will do guna, maybe you will do the wrong things. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am a tawwab. If you do anything wrong, then do tawbah, repent. And repentance, subhanallah, is that liquid that will delete all of your sins. So that is why you will see that amongst those who are not blessed with iman, they don't understand this concept of tawbah. They don't understand this concept of getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will see, brothers, that sometimes what happens is that when a person breaks away from the Muslim community, what happens? When a person breaks away from the Muslim community, so he says goodbye to his friends, his family, and all those that are his well wishers, and then he moves to a different group of people, possibly they might be fasik, fajir, they might not even be Muslims. The shaitan paints a picture that, you know what, now you are free from the shackles. Now you are free from the shackles. So now you are like us. So he puts himself into that group of people, because you'll get all sorts of weird people today in the world. All sorts. But then what happens? That group of people don't have the power to play the role of a brother, a sister, father, mother, friends, Muslim community, well-wishers. They can't play that role. So shaitan then pushes him at a different level, because he can't now find that which he was enjoying. So then shaitan opens the door of fornication, drugs and alcohol. So what does he push himself into? Other things. So he is now into drugs, zina, or alcohol. And he finds satisfaction in that environment. But subhanallah, there is no satisfaction there. Until this man becomes a complete loser. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, before shaitan drives you out, never forget that I am a tawwab. I am waiting for you and I am ready for you. Anytime you come to me and repent, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you. How merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In the hadith it comes, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءَ النَّهَارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extends His hands of mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have hands, but it's a way of explaining. Allah extends the hands of mercy. So for those people who have committed guna sins during the day, now they are alone in the bedroom, sleeping, just to lift up the hands and say, Bari Ta'ala, these are the things that I have done and I am wrong. Allah forgive me. Allah forgive me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am waiting for that moment and I will forgive you. Allahu Akbar. Wa inna Allah ta'ala yabsutu yadahu. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for that man, that during the day he is lifting his hands and doing tawbah, maybe of the sins that he might have committed during the evening or in the night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am there for you all the time. And this is very important, my respected brothers. Very important. You know, if you are drowning and there is someone there who wants to assist you and he will throw something at you, pick it up. Pick it up. It's your lifeline. Don't say, no, no, forget it now, you know, I'm going to drown. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Nobody does that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the hidayah. This is the meaning of a tawwab. Do a U-turn. So a man who is not a Muslim, he is kafir, and now he wants to do tawbah and he repents from kufr towards iman. That is also one tawbah. From kufr to iman, one tawbah. And somebody who has iman, but then he is doing tawbah from the ma'asiyat, from the disobedience, that every day he wants to become better. Every day he wants to become good. Every day he wants to be good. At least that intention should be there. At least have that intention. And the beauty is, my respected brothers, when a person repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity, then there is no difference for him if he is in Leicester or if he is in Masjid-e-Nabawi. There is no difference for him. If a man is sincere and he wants to repent and there is remorse, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his tawbah. There is no difference. Whether he is in front of Haram Sharif, Makkah Mukarramah, or whether he is in Leicester, whether it is the day of Arafah, or whether it is the night of Qadr, it is Laylatul Qadr. No. In fact, when a man makes an intention that now he wants to become good, and if it is night time, then even if it is not the month of Ramadan, that night for him is Laylatul Qadr. That night for him is Laylatul Qadr. And if it is daytime, that day for him is Yawmi Arafah. Yawmi Arafah. Why? Because sincerity. Why he is there, he understands, Ya Allah. But the problem is, my respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to punish us. Sometimes we ourselves are punishing ourselves. When a person crosses the limits, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes him. Allah says in the Quran, فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ. We punished them because of the sins that they were doing. They crossed the limits. When people cross the limits, then Allah punished people. Imagine if Allah gave a command to this earth to shake for a few seconds, the devastation that it causes. Look at the might and the power of Allah. For a few seconds, 5, 6, 7 seconds, if the earth is shaking, the devastation that is there. Allahu Akbar. Your technology is not even enough to take out somebody from the pile of rubble that is there. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. We travel all the time. But if the plane comes down straight deep into the ocean, with all the technology that you have, you don't even know where the plane is. Uska ek screw nahi milta tumhe, not even a single paintwork. Where is it? You don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when they disobeyed me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused them to drown. Allah opened the earth. They went deep into the ground, earthquake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, my respected brothers. And so don't live a life in which shaitan makes you feel that you are Superman. That you are Superman. He makes you feel that, look at this, you know, I have everything. Nothing is happening to me. You know, let me just go to the extreme. Let me push myself in disobedience, in ma'asiyat to Allah Pak. No. This is a very wrong attitude. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to punish anybody. But don't cross the limit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen. And brothers, you remember what is Rabb? What is the meaning of Rabb? Rabb means the cherisher, the sustainer, the protector. Allah is the cherisher, the sustainer, the protector. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care from A to Z of every creation of His. Mufti Abdul Rahim Lajpuri, the Mufti of Gujarat, very powerful Mufti, Mufti Abdul Rahim Sahib Lajpuri, in his fatawa he has written one ajeeb waqiyah. He says that from amongst the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see the birds that are flying. One from amongst the birds, one type is what we call the black crow. The black crow. O kala kawwa. The black crow. From amongst the black crow, there is one other type that when the eggs hatch of this black crow, the chicks are white in color. What is it? The chicks are white in color. Mufti Saab says that the black crow, the mother, when it is there waiting for the eggs to hatch, and then the mother sees that the chicks are white. The chicks are white. And she is black. The black crow, everyone is black. But the chicks are white. So the mother becomes confused. And this bird thinks that maybe it is the wrong set of eggs. Maybe it is the wrong set of eggs. And so the mother abandons the chicks and goes away. The mother abandons. But these are not my babies. White and I am black. Color. Fark. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how merciful He is, Rabbul Alameen. The chicks, they start to make noise and they start to cry. What do? They start to cry. That is why crying is a great blessing. Crying is a great blessing. When you cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you become mustajabud da'wat. Allah accepts all your du'as. And these chicks, they start crying, making a lot of noise. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires them, puts it in their hearts. And what they do, there is no one there to feed them. So Allah puts it in their hearts. So from the nests, what they do is that all of them, they open their beaks. And the mouth is wide open. They open their beaks. And Allah gives the command to the winds, that the winds collect food particles which are right for the chicks. And then the winds actually deposit the food into the mouth. And that is how they are kept alive. Until they become black and strong and then they fly. Allahu Akbar. That is Rabbul Alameen, my respected brothers. The winds are there by the command of Allah. Today we are crying, oh, who will give me a job? You know, what will happen if this happens? Hey, by choro. Rizq, your rizq is with who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rizq is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's giving you food. He's giving also those that are in ma'asiyat food. And they open their beaks and by the winds, subhanallah, enough food is pushed and deposited into the stomach for them to survive. And they then slowly the color changes. And they become black crows. Allahu Akbar. And this is again into the topic. We are talking about tawwab, to make a turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as Muslims we should ponder over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is one very ajeeb, beautiful creation of Allah Pak, which is called the blue whale. Which is called the blue whale. Some of the statistics of this blue whale It is 108 feet. What is it? 108 feet. It's a mammal, 190 tons. How much does it weigh? 190 tons. When you see this full whale, the blue whale, for that weight to come out from the ocean and the whole body of it is out from the water, how much energy, force it needs, and it comes out. Now people, to see the glory of this beautiful creation, how Allah has created. Kabhi dekhe na, subhanallah, how Allah has created. Ponder. 190 tons. And they say that the communication voice of this blue whale is 188 decibels, which is louder than the jet engine. Jet engine is 140 decibels. 140 decibels. You see, people who are there at the airport working, they cover the ears. 188 decibels. It is said that they recorded a blue whale which was somewhere in California, and the voice of it could be heard in Japan. It does not need what we have, telecommunication or mobile phones. The Qudrat of Allah. And this zaban, the tongue of this blue whale, weighs 4 tons. The tongue of the blue whale weighs how much? 4 tons. That is one Indian elephant, the size of one Indian elephant. We are Indian, so we say one Indian elephant. And the mouth holds 90 metric tons, which is equivalent to 9 trucks. 9 trucks. But look at the Qudrat of Allah, such a huge animal. The halaq, you know the halaq from which the food goes inside. Allah has made the halaq of the blue whale so small that it can't even swallow a beach ball. You would expect something that is so enormous. And that is why the ulama now say that Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was not taken away by the blue whale. Because the blue whale, the halaq is not as big. It was another fish, a special fish. Yunus alayhi salam, not the blue whale. And then the fountain of water that it shoots out from the top section of it, it goes to the level of 50 feet on top. And the calf weighs 2,700 kilos, kilograms, and it needs daily milk 400 liters to drink. Every day, 400 liters it needs, the calf. The qalb, the heart of this blue whale, is equivalent to an average car. Equivalent to an average car. Now, Allah is Rabbul Alameen. You would expect such a huge, huge creation of Allah. It must be eating things like elephant and big, big creatures. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it ghiza and food. Something which is like a shrimp, it's called krill. What is it called? Krill. And it is only 6 centimeters, and the weight of it is 1 gram. And daily Allah gives the blue whale food to eat. Allahu Akbar. 40 million krills a day. How many? This is Allah. This is Allah who is Tawwab. It opens its mouth and only the krills can go in. 40 million krills per day Allah is giving it. That is Razak. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Then you and I, my respected brothers who are Muslims, who pray namaz, Allahu Akbar. We read the Quran, we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will not give us rizq. Allah will not give us rizq. Allah gives rizq. But the problem is, my respected brothers, what we need to stop is that with rizq, what is important is sukoon. We should not lose
the contentment of the heart. And shaitan makes a person very confident that you are most powerful. You know, you have money, you buy things. In one hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi kullukum dhallun illa man hadaytuhu. All of you would have been in darkness without hidayat. It is I who gave you hidayat. You know, you are a Muslim, I gave you iman. Ya ibadi kullukum ja'i'un illa man at'amtumuhu. All of you don't have the power to feed yourselves, but it is I who feed you. I have given you food. Kullukum arin, all of you don't have the power to cover your nakedness, but Allah has given you clothes, so you put on your clothes. Who is insan? Allah says, I don't do zulm. وَمَا ظَلَمَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. The problem is that you yourself are doing zulm on yourself. You yourself are to be blamed. Nobody is to be blamed. You are to be blamed. Allah is saying, you are doing zulm on yourself. You are drinking poison with your own hands and you want to kill yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to kill anybody. Allah has made an alan. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't despair. Don't be dejected. Don't be depressed from the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهِ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah will forgive all your sins. Allah is saying, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. And quickly turn to Allah in repentance. وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. And surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابِ بَغْتَةً. Before the punishment of Allah comes to you, baghtatan means suddenly. Oh, you were not even expecting this. Allah, you were not expecting this. Baghtatan, all of a sudden. One visit to the hospital, diagnosed with an illness. Baghtatan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Watubu ilallahi jami'an. Allah is saying, do tawbah, all of you collectively. La'allakum tuflihun, if you want salvation. To conclude, my respected brothers, ulama have mentioned, Imam Ghazali has said that there are three types of people who commit sins. The first level is that person who is sinful, and he is described as a zalim. He is described as a zalim. Zalim means an oppressor. Zalim means an oppressor. Level one, a person commits guna. So he commits guna, then becomes good. Guna becomes good. Another second stage of that sinful person is that he becomes a zaloom. What does he become? Zaloom. Now, the guna and the good actions become 50-50. That is the second stage. Now he is a zaloom. Then there is a higher stage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. That he becomes a zallam. Zallam means that now he does not care of anything. He becomes blind and he just wants to do whatever his desire tells him. And he is there committing sins left, right and center. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if you are a zalim, I am a ghafir, I will forgive. If you are a zaloom, I am a ghafoor. And if you are zallam, then I am ghaffar. No matter who you are, I will forgive all your sins. Subhanallah. How beautiful is that? Imagine if a person in the night before he goes to sleep and he repents to Allah with sincerity. And then at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning, Malakul Maut comes to him and takes his ruh and he dies. The mother comes to wake him up for Fajr and finds that, you know, this person has passed away. It could have been anybody. Now this man did tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the night. On the day of Qiyamah, when he will come out from his grave, he will come out completely pure from sins, like how a baby comes out from the mother's womb. How beautiful is that? This blessing of tawab Allah has only given to us, my respected brothers. And so please, Subhanallah, always turn to Allah, change your life, become a tawwab. Always be a good individual, do a U-turn, beat the shaitan, and understand and focus that shaitan is your enemy, your nafs is your enemy, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time is very, very short. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us all the tawfiq. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Inshallah, if brothers can do muraqabah, close your eyes and concentrate, inshallah, to purify the heart and think that the heart is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just for a few minutes. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا الله ہم سب کو توفیق دے یا اللہ کہ ہم تواب کے خوبصورت نام کو سمجھ سکے. اللہ کریم تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا. اللہ گناہ والی زندگی سے, معصیت والی زندگی سے تو ہماری حفاظت فرما. اللہ اللہ تو ہماری پیشانی کا مالک ہے. شیطان اگر ہمیں کھینچتا ہو, نفس کھینچتا ہو, اللہ تو ہماری پیشانی کو پکڑ کر یا اللہ ہمیں سیدھی راہ پر رکھ دے. اللہ کریم ہم محتاج ہے, اللہ کریم محتاج ہے. اللہ ہم اپنے اندر یہ طاقت نہیں رکھتے یا اللہ کے خود کی حفاظت کر سکے. اللہ ہم اپنی ذات کو سونپ دیتے ہیں یا اللہ تیری ذات کو کہ تو تواب ہے, تو رحیم ہے, تو حافظ ہے, حفیظ ہے. یا اللہ تو ہماری حفاظت فرما, ہماری نسلوں کی حفاظت فرما. اللہ کریم ہماری نسلوں کی حفاظت فرما, ہم سب کا خاتمہ بالخیر فرما. سمعنا و اطعنا, غفرانک ربنا و الیک المصیر, برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.